Each and every week at Grace Bible Church, we have the privilege of following Jesus' example and command to take a piece of bread and a cup that remind us of Jesus and what he did with his physical body on our behalf. Let's read as Peter tells us just what Jesus did. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. What did Jesus do in his body that we remember each week at communion? Look at your Bibles and see for yourself. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. Jesus was our substitute. His body, not ours. That's the gospel. Let's walk through this verse word by word. Please follow along in your Bible. 1 Peter 2:24. It starts, he himself. He himself. Peter emphatically points out that what happened in Jesus' body at the cross was not done to him. It was done by him. At the cross, Jesus was in control. He did this. And Peter emphatically says, he himself, reminding us to look back a couple verses to see who this is at work. Look at verses 22 and 23. This is the sinless one, the he himself. It is he who committed no sin. Jesus is the sinless one. And what did that sinless one, he himself, do? He bore our sins. He bore our sins. He literally carried away the massive weight of sins, of the sins of all who would ever trust in him. He himself, the sinless one, carried the weight of our sin. Jesus is the suffering servant of Isaiah 53, doing perfectly what the sacrificial lambs and the goats sent into the wilderness could never do. He successfully and perfectly bore the weight of sin and the punishment of sin, taking it away forever from all who would believe. Sin is gone. Sin, with its penalty and power, have been perfectly and completely lifted from us, carried away by Jesus, borne away by the perfect sacrifice. And whose sin? Our sin. Jesus' bearing of sin was vicarious. It was done as a substitute. And Christian, it was done for you and me. This is very good news. Leon Morris writes, to put it bluntly and plainly, if Christ is not my substitute, I still stand in the place of a condemned sinner. If my sins and my guilt are not transferred to him, if he did not take them upon himself, then surely they remain with me. If he did not deal with sins, I must face their consequences. If my penalty was not borne by him, it still hangs over me. How did Jesus do away with this substitutionary, or how did Jesus do this substitutionary bearing of sin away? He did it in his body. In his body. Consider this. Yahweh God, the eternal one who is spirit and who created all flesh, became flesh And he dwelt among us in a real physical body. It is this physical body that Jesus emphasizes at communion as he gives us real physical reminders, a cup and bread, to remind us that he had a physical body and what he did with it. Peter here too emphasizes that Jesus did the substitutionary bearing of sin in his body. What grace this is, guys. When you hold communion in your hand, look down at the bread and let's remember and proclaim together, my sin, not his body, not mine. My sin, not his body, not mine. Where did this happen? On the tree, Peter says. On the cross. But I think Peter intentionally uses the word tree here instead of cross to remind us that in bearing our sins, Jesus received God's curse. In Deuteronomy 21:23, it says that a man hanged on a tree is cursed by God. Jesus bore my sin in his body. And when he did, he experienced the curse of God that should have been mine. My sin, not his. My curse on his body, not mine. And when Jesus bore our sins once for all in his body on a tree, we died to sin. It says, and having died to sin, we live to righteousness. And the word Peter uses for die here, it isn't the normal word for die, but it means to be separate from or to have no part in. Jesus separated us from sin when he bore our sins on the cross so that we might live to righteousness. Sin no longer has any claim on us. Just as when somebody is dead, life no longer has a part of them. Believers are dead to sin. Sin has been removed from us by Jesus when he took it on himself. Let me say that again. Sin has been removed from us by Jesus when he took it on himself. By Jesus' death, he accomplished the healing of sins foretold in Isaiah 53. By his wounds, we have been healed. And this is what we remember at the Lord's Supper. If you're a Christian, when the bread and juice come, please take them and remember and proclaim together, my sin, not his. My curse on his body, not my body. Dead to sin, alive to righteousness. Healed. If you're not a Christian, this time isn't for you. Your sins remain on you. So please let the bread and juice pass. But please don't leave today without talking to me or someone about the good news. Today, if you turn to God in repentance and faith, your sin could be removed from you, borne away by Jesus on his body. Christian, please consider your life and remember that the outcome and purpose of Jesus' substitutionary work for us is freedom from sin. So where there has been sin in your life, take this opportunity to confess it and repent. And if you will not repent, you have no assurance of salvation. Christians are marked by repentance of sin. So if you will not repent, just like the unbeliever, let the elements pass. But please do remember Jesus and turn away from any sin you know of. So men, please come forward and everyone take the bread, juice, and hold it, and we'll take communion together in a few minutes.